On Holy Saturday, we're left with the crucified Jesus before the resurrection. It was a day of silence, a day of quiet. What were the questions the disciples had racing through their minds? How deafening was the silence of Holy Saturday? And how do we enter the silence and disorientation of our own moment? Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello again, church, and welcome to Common Prayer for Saturday, April 11th. This is the end of our third week doing these, episode 18, and again, grateful for you listening along every day with us. This will also be our last episode of the week. We'll be back with you guys on Monday. It just got me thinking again how, you know, Easter is tomorrow and just how different Easter looks this year for all of us, how strange it'll be to wake up and to engage in the worship service, from our homes, from our living rooms, strange times indeed, but yet grateful for the opportunity through technology to connect in some ways. And, you know, as we've been this whole week really looking through this idea of lament and waiting and Holy Week and all that means, you know, today we arrive at Holy Saturday. Holy Saturday is this such an interesting day in Holy Week because we've left the trauma of Good Friday, but yet we're still sitting in it. You know, it's Holy Saturday isn't Easter yet. We're still waiting. And so often Holy Saturday gets overlooked because we go straight from Good Friday into preparation for Sunday and for the Easter celebration. But to skip past it, I think it would be remiss because we miss some of the depth of this moment. You know, Holy Saturday really is it's a day of silence. It's a day of questions. You know, it's a day of agony. You know, it happens in that liminal space between the agony of Good Friday and the just sheer elation of Easter morning. And so I want us to, again, just challenge us to sit in this moment here and now, to not let our Saturday slip away from us, but to creep into that Sunday Easter celebration, but rather, what if we were to slow down and just take in the present moment of Holy Saturday? You know, again, consider the situations of the disciples. They had just witnessed the night before the trauma of Good Friday. You know, everything that they had dreamed of a Messiah, of the kingdom of God, all of that died on the cross the day before. You know, for the disciples, it was a day of trauma. Everything they hoped for died. You know, Holy Saturday is, again, it enters into that silence, that quiet, the despair. Holy Saturday for so many there didn't really feel holy. It didn't feel sacred. I mean, again, even just think of Mary watching or approaching Holy Saturday as the first day that her child had died. I mean, again, there's so much in Holy Saturday. The agony, the weight of it must have felt overbearing. You know what I want to do is we don't really have a whole lot of what happens on Holy Saturday, but we do have small parts in Scripture. So I thought we would read from the Gospel of Luke, and this is how Luke records the day. It says, "Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. So the women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body is laid in it. They went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment." You know, for me, I've always found such great mystery in this idea of Holy Saturday. You know, what was the world like after Jesus died, but he had not yet risen? What was racing through the disciples' minds? What questions, what doubts were they facing? Again, what was in the mind of Mary as she faced that first day after her own child was killed? What was going through the officials and the soldiers' minds that they had witnessed, you know, the events of the night prior? I mean, there's so much mystery in this Holy Saturday, this day of waiting. You know, and in some sense, I think that meets us really well in our moment. You know, for some of us, today, again, doesn't feel all that holy. We feel separated, frustrated, confused, in doubt, in fear, in uncertainty. And so in some ways, our own Holy Saturday, there seems to be this hopeless quietness to it. But it's in Holy Saturday that our questions and our doubts are not, or our questions are not an expression of our doubt, but I think they're actually an expression of our faith. Because it encounters the silence of Jesus as his body laid in a tomb, and we say, God, you promised this, and there's this kind of faith undergirding those sorts of agonizing questions. Because again, it's we face in Holy Saturday the reality of a God that seems absent in silence. I find it so interesting the way Luke ended his account there of the burial when it says this in verse 56. It says, then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. Now imagine the difficulty of this. The disciples would have been experiencing Sabbath, would have been practicing Sabbath faithfully every single week, and yet it happens to fall on the day in which Jesus is buried. I don't think it's hard to imagine that the very last thing they would have wanted to do is stop and rest. I mean, again, I think they would have wanted to be busy. They would have wanted to go and attend to their business to try to fill their mind and avoid the silence. Because when they sit in the silence, they're faced with the reality of the moment that their Savior, their Jesus, their leader had died. And so on Sabbath, they're not allowed to work. They're not allowed to move past the silence. They don't have work. They don't have busyness. There's no sense of hurry in them, but rather they're faced with their own uncertainty head on. They had to sit and rest in the pain of realizing that their leader, Jesus, the Messiah, was dead. Again, it's not hard to imagine that they, probably a lot like us, would have wanted to distract themselves. They would have wanted to find something to do because again, Sabbath in this moment, forcing us to rest, it forces us to face our own mortality. And in some ways, we are confronted in times like this with our own addiction to distraction. But Holy Saturday strips us from those comforts of busyness and accomplishment, and it lays our souls bare before a seemingly silent God. And so, yes, of course, we are privileged to know that Easter is coming, but for now, we're in Saturday. We're not there yet. Today, we sit and we wait. Today, we sit in the confusion of Holy Saturday. We sit in the questions and the fears and the unknown, just as the disciples did, because today is Saturday, and yes, Easter is coming, but for now, we sit and we wait in the unknown. So what I thought we would do today in our prayer is we would actually enter into this silence. I know on Saturdays we normally do the practice of examine, but I wanted to do something a little bit different this Holy Saturday. And the reality is so much of this idea of entering the silence can be disorienting because we live in a world addicted to noise. But I think it was just as disorienting for the disciples. And so as we go enter into this practice, I want to invite you to listen maybe a little more attentively to your soul. What we're going to do is I'm going to lead us through a little bit of an opening prayer, and then we're going to enter that silence for 4 minutes. And I want you in that 4 minutes to just allow yourself to sit in the uncomfortability of silence. And then after that 4 minutes passes, I'll come back and I'll read Psalm 42 as a way of closing our time together. But I want us to enter into that silence, and it will be difficult and maybe hard. But again, I want to enter it thinking of the same experience that the disciples faced on that Holy Saturday. So as we begin, why don't you start to get comfortable in your chair? Again, maybe you need to lay your feet on the ground firmly. Maybe sit up a little more upright. And just begin to still your mind. And before we enter that moment of silence, I want you just to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And as the disciples faced fears and questions and doubts, I want you too to face your fears, your questions, and your doubts. And so invite the Holy Spirit to bring up whatever it is that's beneath the surface in you that you've been pushing down. And allow those concerns to come to the forefront of your mind. And just hold those now before God. So take a moment just consider again what it's like to hold those questions and those fears and those doubts before God, recognizing that it is also the disciples who had to do that on that Holy Saturday. And so now let's enter that silence. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food, day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from the Mount of Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in Common Prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.